Hello and welcome to another episode of Matt and Ben on Audio Boo, mattandben.net. Hello, this is a new one today.
A new one, really?
Yeah. Today is Saturday. While you're listening to this, this is Saturday.
For us, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday today. And it is words cannot describe how hot it is in this studio. There's no windows. I tried to open the windows, but they're barred shut. It's like we're in a prison.
Yeah, prisons are just the hottest places on earth.
it's like a sauna / prison.
Well, it's a sauna without the that's a steam room, not a sauna. Sorry, just forget I said that.
It is like a steam room. And next door, they're playing God people are back, and they're playing some very loud music.
So we apologise if you can pick this up, or if the mics are picking it up at all. I don't think they are.
I don't think so. I can't hear it. I thought we'd turn the mics up and it would just be stupidly loud.
Yeah, but no, I don't think they're getting through.
But no, it's great. It's feeling good. Right, and we're going to battle through this for you listeners. We're going to battle through the heat and provide you some top quality entertainment. So we were going to talk about writers. But now, you said you didn't have very much to say about this.
No, not really.
No, you don't know many writers.
No, and they just write stuff. That's about as much as I know.
Right. Well, I'm reading a good book at the moment by Ben Goldacre. Have you heard of him?
No.
No, no. Well, he's...
Sorry, whoever he is.
It's all right. He almost definitely won't be listening to this, so you'll...
I don't know, he could be one of the... three people who listens to these things.
Well, he is like a skeptical scientist person, and he talks about kind of cod science. I might have talked about it before, and things about brain gym and how brain gym is rubbish and it's not science and things like that, and homeopathy, things like that.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So he chats about that and how it's rubbish. And it's really good. So if you haven't read Bad Science by Ben Goldacre, I suggest you either buy it or you download it for your Amazon Kindle.
Or other e-reader.
Or other e-reader.
Yeah, we've covered this.
It is strange how Amazon seemed to be the main e-reader, though. You know, even on top of the iPad. Anyway.
I don't know why.
No. E-books isn't as good enough topic to cover twice anyway.
It wasn't really a good enough topic to cover once, but we tried.
We try for you people. It's all about effort, this. It's not about talent, it's about effort. We're providing you with something every day. You probably hate us for it.
We're relentless.
What was the last book you read, then?
We've done this.
Oh, we can't do this. Oh, my God.
We're talking about the people who write the books, not the books themselves.
What was the last book you wrote?
I haven't written a book.
You haven't written a book?
No.
If you were going to write a book, what would it be about?
I don't know.
I was going to write a book once about... It was going to be called I've Seen Your Knockers, But I Don't Know Your Name. And it was about when you're on holiday and you see ladies with no bras on or bikinis. You know, when you go to foreign countries and they just got their tits out. They just do that. You know, it's a thing. And it's just a bit weird that you've seen their tits, but you don't know their name. However, it probably wouldn't make a whole book. But I thought it was a good name for a book.
Probably, although you might attract the wrong kind of audience.
Well, yeah, maybe. Ben's just eating a wine gum, by the way. Update from the studio. He's munching away on that. Now, give us an assessment of the wine gum. How was it for you?
All right.
All right. Yeah. Now, what flavour?
God knows. Yellow.
Yellow flavour. Lemon, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like a lemon.
And out of 10, how much would you give that wine gum in particular?
About 7. It's too hot in here. They've melted.
What a way to end, huh?
Yeah.